I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Greater restrictions on burning will go into effect later this week as fire danger increases in northwest Montana. Corin Cates Carney has that story.
Stage 2 fire restrictions will go into effect all across northwest Montana at 1 a.m. Thursday. Stage 2 restrictions prohibit any open burning, including campfires. Exemptions include fire fueled solely by liquid petroleum or other activities with a permit or written authorization. But individuals are still responsible for any fire started by exempted activities. Spotted Bear Ranger District Information Officer Al Koss says these restrictions apply to any lands outside of designated city limits, regardless of ownership.
Before, we had campfires in the campgrounds in the metal rings, and now with the increased fire danger in that, we are curtailing all of those campfires.
In the Flathead National Forest, about 30 fires are burning. On the Kootenai National Forest, there have been at least 51 active fires since last week. There will be a community meeting with information about the Northeast Kootenai Complex fires Tuesday evening at 7 at the Trago Civic Center. The Thompson Divide Complex in Glacier National Park in the Flathead National Forest is burning 13,600 acres. A public meeting about the Thompson Divide Complex will be held Tuesday evening at 7 at the Isaac Walson Hotel outside the shelter in Essex. For more fire information and details on Stage 2 fire restrictions, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Chippewa Cree tribal court jury has cleared tribal chairman Ken St. Marks of defrauding the tribe and ordered the tribe to pay him more than $200,000 for his company's work on a pipeline project. St. Marks was elected chairman of the Tribal Business Committee in 2012. He has been thrown out of office and re-elected three times since. St. Marks has argued that he was impeached for cooperating with a federal fraud investigation that led to the conviction of nearly two dozen tribal members and business associates. During last week's trial, the tribe alleged St. Marks was unjustly enriched by receiving over $428,000 for the tribe for pipeline work and equipment leases. The jury rejected those claims and said St. Marks was owed nearly $214,000 in damages for payments the tribe withheld on another pipeline contract. Grizzly bears are venturing further east from the Rocky Mountains and attacking more Montana cattle and sheep. The state has reimbursed ranchers for 42 animals killed by grizzlies so far this year, 8 more than in all of 2014. Wildlife manager Graham Taylor says the spike in the number of animals killed this year runs counter to the overall downward trend of grizzly attacks. He says electrified fences and fortified food storage have reduced conflicts between bears and livestock, even as the bear population keeps growing. Two University of Montana programs will share over $3.5 million in state research funds. UM's Traumatic Brain Injury and Water Quality Monitoring programs are among the first to benefit from the Montana University System Research Initiative. It's a $15 million program created by the 2015 Montana Legislature. Governor Steve Bullock says the research initiative is designed to encourage innovation in traditional and emerging industries.
Through increased collaboration between the state, higher education, and private industry, we're finding more and more ways to increase the interconnectivity of all those three parties and start moving ideas to market and generating economic activity as a result.
UM President Royce Engstrom says the UM is on its way to becoming a research powerhouse in several key areas.
With this new support from the state, combined with support from the federal government and private foundations, our research teams will make contributions that propel our society forward.
State lawmakers passed the research initiative with bipartisan support last session. The Montana National Guard has sent 4 helicopters and 48 soldiers to help fight wildfires in response to a shortage of resources in the state. A Guard spokesman says 2 Chinook helicopters, along with support and security personnel, were sent to fires burning near Libby. A Black Hawk helicopter and its support crews were sent to the Northern Rockies Coordination Center. Another was sent to the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's Central Land Office north of Helena. Federal and state officials there will determine which fires they will help suppress. Governor Steve Bullock over the weekend issued an emergency declaration authorizing use of the National Guard. Most federal and state manpower and equipment is already responding to dozens of fires across the state. Bozeman software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte says he's not yet ready to lay out a campaign platform. Monday, the Republican businessman filed paperwork to establish an exploratory committee that could lead to running for governor.
At this point, I'm not going to go into specific policy issues because we're still exploring. I think the most important thing is to get out and meet with Montanans and see if my vision is consistent with what people want for Montana. That's one of the elements in my calculus to figure out if I should actually switch from exploratory to actually launching and beginning the race.
Democrats criticized Gianforte for supporting the socially conservative Montana Family Foundation. They say his success in the business world doesn't necessarily mean Gianforte would be a good governor. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.